Former Agriculture Secretary and Trade Ambassador Clayton Yeider was honored at the AgriPulse Ag Day event last week in Washington, D.C. Just a day after it was announced, he made a $2.5 million commitment to establish an international trade and finance institute at his alma mater, the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
This is because we just launched the Yeider Institute for International Trade and Finance at the University of Nebraska, and I've made the beginning gift on this. We want to endow some chairs in agriculture, business, and in law. We'll really focus on things international. What I want to do to have a lasting legacy that'll go beyond my days here on this earth is have people really zero in on having ag students in particular, but law students and business students too, learn about things international and focus on things international, because that's the world in which they're going to live, and that's what that institute is all about. And we'll build on it through the years and hopefully make it bigger and better as time goes on. But yeah, this is the kind of the follow-up on a lot of years of effort on my part, and we hope faculty members at universities will carry through and do their part.
Gifts and commitments of an additional $400,000 have also been received from companies and other individuals in support of the Institute. In recognition of Yeider's support and career achievements, the new facility will be named the Clayton K. Yeider Institute of International Trade and Finance upon approval by the University of Nebraska's Board of Regents. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.